from Devon Funds Management. So this Monday morning, Greg Smith is with us. How are you?
Great, thanks. Morning,
speaking of Reserve Banks, I don't see how they cut with job numbers like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it looks like they can afford to exercise a bit more patience than the US can the Fed. But, hot with those jobs numbers. Markets still rallied. The S&P 500 up 1% on Friday. Dow up 300 points, lower for the week. Non-farm payrolls up 303,000 for the month. So that was some 50% higher than expected. So they were looking for around about 200,000. Also higher than the downward revised gain of 270,000 in Feb. January numbers are revised up. What led the way was pretty broad, actually. Healthcare, government, 70,000 new jobs each. Leisure and hospo, Mike, so that's actually back at pre-pandemic levels. So it was pretty strong. Unemployment rate, they actually moved. They're trying to get a higher effect. That actually went lower. That was down at 3.8%. And that's despite higher migration, the participation rate actually moving up as well. I suppose positive here, Mike, is that, yeah, the US economy doesn't look like it's heading into recession at all. And wages, they aren't roaring here. They rose just 0.3% for the month, 4.1% higher for the year ago, and that was in line with estimates. So still seeing a bit of a trend where gains are tilted towards part-time workers. But, yeah, just good signs around the economy. And, yeah, as you say, the Fed can probably take a little bit longer before it cuts rates, and it's trying to get inflation down, isn't it? So probably a line ball call now for June. Powell said they're in no rush, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, markets like the numbers.
And what about the donuts?
Donuts, hey, Krispy Kreme. So these were one of the big movers on Friday. She's up 7%. They're expanding their partnership with McDonald's. She's actually recently up 40% on that announcement. So, they trialled them in the US at certain stores. Seems like the sweet treats have been a hit. Golden Arches, they're rolling them out to their 13,500 restaurants across the US. Just on the subject of sweet treats as well, there, Mike. Cocoa prices, they've been on a tear this year. So they recently went above 10,000 US a metric ton, first time in history. So what's driving this? Hot weather, crop disease in Africa, and that accounts for around about 60% of global supply when you look at Ghana and the Ivory Coast. We've got a deficit expected again for the third year in a row. It's also climate change, deforestation. So, yeah, cocoa prices are actually up 140% year-to-date. We're facing the biggest deficit in more than 60 years. But look, just for chocolate lovers, you've actually got only around about 15% cocoa in your average sort of chocolate snack of 45 grams. So in theory, it only rises about a few cents. But chocolate companies, they seem to be taking advantage.
Yeah.
Look at the US. So Cadbury and Mars, price up 15%. Here at home, Whittaker's, they've put their prices up. And it's actually been a factor in terms of chocolate and our food prices. So we'll get another steer on that later this week with food price inflation numbers.
And 140% sounds like a lot until you get to Samsung at 1,000.
Oh, absolutely. So this is Samsung's first quarter profit. They reckon it's going to be up 931% for their operating profit to around about 6.6 trillion yen. It's obviously a big chip maker. Revenue's going to be up around about 11%, they reckon. Now, chip prices, they fell hugely last year, but that's all recovering. Also, AI, you know, we can't keep that out of the news. That's responsible for sort of driving a lot of the demand. And also this obviously unfortunate earthquake we had in Taiwan. That's going to tighten supply further. Samsung, they've got the Galaxy S24. That's going to help them as well. And they might get another lift before too long. Speaking of NVIDIA, they actually said that the Samsung's chips are at the qualifying stage for use in their graphics processing units. One official said, Samsung is a very good, very good company. Samsung's share price actually went up around about 5% this year and about 30% over the past 12 months. You look at NVIDIA, up 80% this year, 220% over the past 12 months. Stay tuned, maybe a bit of catching up, Mike.
Yeah, okay, what are the numbers?
Dow was up 307 points on Friday, 38,904. S&P 500 up 1.1%. NASDAQ up 1.2%, but all three indices were lower for the week. FTSE down 0.8% in the UK, 7911. Nikkei down 2%, but that's had a storm of this year. ASX 200 down 0.6%, 7773. NZX 50 was 0.2%, still above 12,012.012. Currency markets, Kiwi, softer across the board, actually, 60.1 US cents, 91.4 Aussie cents, 37.6 British pence. Commodities markets, gold up 37 bucks, 2,345 US an ounce. Oil, that continues to push higher, but we've got Brent at 91.17 US. That was up 50 cents. This week, Mike, we've got more inflation numbers in the US. We've got the European Central Bank deciding on rates. Back home, we've got business activity and confidence. We've got card spending. But, yeah, drum roll, big event, RBNZ. Probably going to stay on hold, aren't they? But we'll be looking for a hint of rate cuts.
Yes, we will. All right, mate, go well. Catch up soon. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.